From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. When Arkansas voters go to the polls in 2020, they'll decide whether to approve an amendment to the state constitution that would make major changes to the process of getting measures placed on the ballot. Among other changes, the amendment changes filing deadlines and eliminates a 30-day cure period where more signatures can be collected. Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge worked with Republican Senator Matthew Pitch and Representative Deanne Vaught on the proposal, and she joins me now on the telephone to discuss it. Attorney General, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Daniel, for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be on KUAR with you all.
I guess if we can just start at the very beginning, sort of just for the sake of the listeners, if you could just tell me what an attorney general does, sort of what is the role of the office in our state government?
Well, sure. As the Attorney General and the Office of Attorney General, we represent every state board, agency, and commission. We defend the laws of Arkansas if challenged in courts. Certainly, if a constitutional issue is raised, we are part of those lawsuits. We advise legislators, state agencies, work very closely with the governor. We handle all of the appeals on behalf of prosecutors. So if someone has been found guilty or in the trial court level and they decide to appeal that, we handle the appeals before the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court. The office also handles Medicaid fraud and neglect and abuse in residential care facilities. We investigate Social Security Administration. We don't investigate Social Security Administration. We investigate those who receive benefits when they're not supposed to, if they've lied or been dishonest with that. That's a federal partnership we have. We also handle cyber crimes. We investigate individuals who look to harm children online. So we do so much at the Attorney General's office. There's this incredible amount of work that we do. Lots of good people at the AG's office. Certainly consumer protections. We handle all of those cases. So thousands of cases every single year through the Attorney General's office representing Arkansans and making sure that they're not taken advantage of and making sure that our laws are defended.
Before we talk about the proposal that we're going to talk about today, I just wanted to know what the Attorney General's role was in the ballot initiative process and sort of how that has changed now.
Sure. Over the years, the Attorney General's office per statute had, it was required that if Arkansans wanted to put something on the ballot through an initiated act or constitutional amendment, that the Attorney General signed off on the language of it and to certify or reject or substitute the language. And this was not to say whether or not I, as the Attorney General, agreed with the language. It was merely to determine whether or not that language was clear. However, after reviewing this process, and the process became very convoluted because oftentimes, whether it was I had signed off on something as the Attorney General or one of my predecessors had signed off on something, it would be challenged after the signatures were gathered, and the challenge would ultimately go to the Supreme Court, who would strike something off the ballot, not every time, but too often would strike something off the ballot just weeks prior to an election. So you would lose all those hours of manpower to collect signatures, millions of dollars being spent. Citizens were confused as to what they were voting on at the ballot box. So the legislature, I worked very closely with the legislature this year to clear up the process and make it more constitutionally in line. So no longer am I required as the Attorney General to certify, reject, or amend citizen proposals. This new act that was, again, passed during this legislative session is more in adherence to the Constitution because it gives that role to the Secretary of State and the Election Commission. So now the Arkansans who want to put something on the ballot can do so, and they will begin collecting signatures after filing a draft with the Secretary of State, which includes the ballot title and popular name. The sponsor then submits the petition to the Secretary of State after collecting signatures. Secretary of State submits that to the State Board of Election Commissioners. And within 30 days, the State Board of Election Commissioners has to determine to either certify it or not. And if it's not, then the individual can appeal directly, can petition the Arkansas Supreme Court to decide the matter. So it really streamlines the process. I know it seems very confusing, but it does streamline it because it keeps it with the Secretary of State and the State Board of Election Commissioners, which is made up of a bipartisan body, to decide whether or not something goes on the ballot. And then rather than going through the circuit court, it goes directly to the Supreme Court to decide the matter.
So under this new, well, I guess it's a new law now, the Board of Election Commissioners, are they the ones that are sort of taking over the role that you once had? Or are they the ones that are making sure that...
Yes, and so under this new law that was, again, passed this year, it ensures that it moves the determining of whether or not something, the ballot title and popular name, from my office as the Attorney General to the State Board of Election Commissioners. And again, this is in adherence with the Constitution. So the Constitution already, prior to all of this, the Constitution had always said that the Election Commission will certify titles and if necessary, that the Election Commission would certify ballot titles. However, that had not been adhered to over the years. And so what we've done with this law is just put us back to the way the Arkansas Constitution was written and intended, and moves it out of the Office of Attorney General, moves it over to the Secretary of State's office to look at the signatures, and the State Board of Election Commission, again, a bipartisan body, to review ballot titles and certify them. And it gives citizens who, if it's not certified by the State Board of Election Commissioners, it gives the Supreme Court of Arkansas original jurisdiction. So that way, citizens don't have to work their way up through the trial court to the Supreme Court, that we can have a quick decision, hopefully, and not have a lot of confusion and wasted resources and manpower if the Supreme Court is going to strike something from the ballot.
And so that law that you're talking about, that I believe passed in March or sometime this legislative session, and now next, or not next November, but November of 2020, voters will vote on another issue on the ballot, House Joint Resolution, I think, 1008 by Senators Pitch and Representative Vaught. I was just wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what that would do if that's approved by the voters.
Yes, and so each legislative session, the General Assembly, the legislature, can refer up to three constitutional amendments for voters to approve or reject during the next election, which will be in November of 2020. The three that have been approved by the General Assembly, one includes, has to do with term limits, one has to do with highway funding, and then the third has to do with measures for ballot titles. And the one that HJR 1008 requires a 3/5 vote in each chamber to refer an amendment to voters. And the filing statewide measure with Secretary of State by January 15th. So again, this bumps up the timeline. So if someone gets their signatures and voter initiative process, it would be filed with the Secretary of State no later than January 15th of the year to be voted on. So January, then it would be January 15th of 2022. But, and it does move the number of signatures required in counties from, currently you have to obtain a certain amount of signatures from 15 counties. This does increase it to 45 counties, but it does require a April 15th cutoff for challenges. And this goes back to the dilemma that we have faced over the years, Daniel, when challenges are made at the last minute in July and August, even September. Ballots have already been mailed out to our overseas, active duty military have been mailed out to individuals who have requested a ballot be mailed to them because they are not able to get to the polls. They're printed already in preparation for early voting. And then the Supreme Court comes back and strikes something from the ballot. So what this does is require challenges to be made by April 15th if something is going to be that has been approved on the ballot. And this, again, will speed up the process so that way we don't have these last-minute items being removed from the ballot.
And I did want to ask you about your involvement in crafting this bill, sort of how did you get involved with that? And then also sort of what was the legislative process like with that? Sort of what was the reasoning behind specifically eliminating the cure period and the pushing up the deadlines, as you said?
Well, some of those measures were made strictly by the legislators. We did work very close with Senator Pitch and Representative Vaught, but Senator Pitch to talk and express and make sure that he understood and other legislators understood the challenge that Arkansans faced because of the uncertainty and the confusion in the process. And so we just worked, again, very closely with Senator Pitch to ensure those deadlines. I was more concerned with the deadlines, the January 15th and April 15th, which, again, the legislators picked those, but to have a date of certainty so that way citizens who are advocating for or against these proposals would know whether or not they needed to spend the manpower and the money, the messaging to support or oppose something. In terms of the 30 days cure period on, those are things that, again, we just worked with them on the language. I did not promote as the Attorney General to eliminate that cure period.
Especially while this resolution was being discussed in the House and the Senate, I think a big thing was, certainly the biggest criticism is that it makes it harder to place measures on the ballot, but at the same time, sort of a praise for this resolution is that it should be harder to put things on the ballot. So I'm just wondering if in your opinion, do you think it makes it harder or do you think it should be harder to place things should have to pass a stricter standard?
Well, I do think that Arkansan citizens, citizen-driven initiatives need to have certainty and clarity in the process. However, if we are amending our state constitution, that does require a high bar to ensure that the language is accurate, to ensure that it is a wide swath of the state that is supportive of putting that measure on the ballot. And so that was the impetus behind moving it to 45 counties instead of 15 to ensure that we have a greater number of Arkansas represented rather than just, 15 out of 75 counties. And again, this is something that we have seen over the years where the Arkansas Constitution has been amended with language that is very long, very convoluted, that I would be surprised if our founders ever envisioned this sort of language, whether it has to do with casinos, marijuana, term limits, any of these things being included in our state constitution. And so we must make sure if we're going to amend our state constitution that the language is clear and concise. Many of these amendments are very lengthy, and that's often to their detriment, confusing voters. So we want voters and Arkansans to understand issues. We want to give certainty to the process and clarity to the process. And I believe that this HJR 1008, which is being one of the referred amendments by the General Assembly, does in fact give the clarity and eliminates confusion in the process.
And you did mention casinos and the medical marijuana amendment. I'm just wondering if
those are the most recent.
Yes, yeah.
And minimum wage, et cetera. And so I was wanting to just, again, it's not the subject matter, but it's just those are some of the most recent ones that we have dealt with that, again, it's different from having statutes and a legislature that meets every 2 years, but we are putting things in our state constitution that I believe are better dealt with, that citizens, we need more citizens engaged in the process, talking to their legislators and helping them with issues as opposed to, again, we want citizens to be able to change the constitution, but we should be very mindful as we add things to our state constitution.
Right. The sense that I got from your answer is that, it's not whether you're opposed personally to any of these things. It's just that it's the language in the language that it's adding to the state constitution is just convoluted and, sort of unnecessary, I guess it would be.
Correct. And it makes it very difficult to change or make amendments as time moves on, as it should be difficult to change or amend a state constitution or United States constitution. And so that's why, some of these measures, I believe that we should be discussing and having full debates, open debates, with civil discourse, with our legislators, with our leaders, and have members of the community that are advocating for and against these issues at the state capitol.
So I guess I would just ask if who should have that authority to, because, certain programs, especially, things like the medical marijuana amendment sort of require a lot of description and, you know, a lot of things to set up a full-fledged program. I guess, would that authority just be better in the hands of legislators or the governor or just...
Well, no, it's not a matter of authority. You know, now it is part of our state constitution. And so but because, you know, again, we want Arkansans to maintain their ability to put amendments before the people and before the voters. So I don't want this to be taken as if I don't. I want them to continue to do so. However, I do think that it's imperative that we be mindful of how much language, regardless of the topics, that we are adding to our state constitution, that we already are up to 90-plus amendments to our state constitution. And, again, it's very difficult to amend or repeal those, and that we should be – I want citizens to, whether it's working with me as the attorney general or working with their legislators, to continue to, you know, pass laws, propose legislation with our legislators. So it's not a matter of the authority of deciding those things. It's a matter of making sure that the process is clear and concise.
Okay. I guess I would just ask you, do you expect this to do you expect voters to approve of this, or what do you expect to come out of this?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball, Daniel, yeah. So I don't know. It will certainly depend on how much time, effort, and money is spent for or against it. And, you know, I want voters to, you know, I hope as voters look at this that they will say, yes, we want clear and concise language in our state constitution. We want clarity in the process and not be overwhelmed by individuals and certain attorneys who do nothing more than make a living and make, you know, thousands, if not, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars off citizen-driven petitions, and this is their livelihood. And so it's – so we want to make sure that people have a clear understanding of what this constitutional amendment, H.J.R. 1008, would in fact do, which is empower people to ensure that more Arkansans' voices are heard and not less.
That's Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. She is the Attorney General of the state of Arkansas. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Daniel. You have a great day.
This is KUAR News.